cattle futures ended Friday on a strong note. Fed cattle slaughter appears to have finally returned to pre-COVID levels. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and through Tuesday morning, the 21st of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand in all major cattle feeding regions through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices ended up $3 to $4 higher in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight, $2 to $4 higher in the Northern Plains at $145, and mostly steady to $4 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $140 to $146. Dress prices were $4 to $5 higher at $230. The five area direct fed steer price through Thursday was $3.21 higher at $143.73. The average steer price in the beef was $3.71 higher at $229.73. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 667,000 head was 7,000 fewer than the previous week, but 3,000 head more than the same week last year. Year-to-date total estimated cattle slaughter of 15.6 million head was 156,000 head more, or 1% more than the same period last year. Total estimated year-to-date beef production of 12.9 billion pounds was 130.5 million pounds more, or 0.8% more. Choice box beef cutout value was 90 cents lower through Friday afternoon at $266.26 a hundredweight. Select was $1.15 higher at $246.53. Cattle futures continued to gain Friday with the week's higher cash prices, aggressive fed cattle slaughter, and weaker corn futures. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.32 higher, from 40 cents higher at the back to $1.65 higher in spot August. Live cattle futures closed an average of 38 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly 4 to 7 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 5 to 7 cents lower. Keep in mind, futures and equity markets are closed Monday in observance of Juneteenth. I had results from just one Trendable sale to share compared to 2 weeks earlier. Steers weighing 800 to 999 pounds sold mostly $2 to $4 higher at Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota on Friday. There were instances of $8 to $10 higher on heavier cattle, and there were 3,892 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Friday after a volatile back-and-forth session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 38 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 8 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 152 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME tumbled Friday from $6.28 lower to $8.03 lower in the front six contracts, presumably on fears about economic slowdown as central banks around the world raise interest rates and inflation continues unabated. Drought and pasture conditions improved from last month, but the situation is still very poor compared to last year and previous years, say analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service in the recent monthly Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. They explain drought and increased input costs are likely much of the impetus behind the 15% year-over-year increase in beef cow slaughter. Based on weekly actual slaughter data through May 28th, ERS analysts say that compared to the previous year, the pace of beef cow slaughter averaged almost 10,000 head more per week for the first 4 weeks of May. At the same time, those analysts note, weekly fed cattle slaughter is finally back to pre-COVID levels, reducing the need for heavy Saturday slaughters. Further, they say, weekday highs have hit thresholds not seen since 2013. Subsequently, they explain, it appears that limits to packers' processing capacity is improving to a point where the fed cattle market is emerging from what may have restricted the market these past 2 years. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend through Tuesday morning, the 21st of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.